Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarks on a three-day visit to Brunei and Singapore, says both countries' important partners in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision. President Draupadi Murmu calls upon educational institutions to create a safe environment for girls. World Bank raises India's GDP growth forecast to 7% for current financial year. Indian athletes to eye medals in various events including shooting and athletics on the sixth day of the Paralympics 2024. And in US Open tennis, Rohan Bopanna and his Indonesian partner Aldila Sujiadi enter semi-finals of mixed doubles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Brunei this afternoon. Mr. Modi will arrive in Bandar Seri, Begawan in a short while from now in his first leg of two nations visit to Brunei and Singapore. The Prime Minister will be given a ceremonial welcome at Brunei International Airport upon his arrival. The Indian community will also welcome Mr. Modi. On the first day of his visit, Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to inaugurate the new Chancery of the High Commission of India in Brunei. He is also scheduled to visit Omar Ali Saifuddin Mosque today. We have more from a correspondent.
India-Brunei bilateral ties are reflected in the diverse cooperation sectors, including in the domains of energy and space. Bilateral trade between the two countries was at over $286 million in 2023-24. There is vast potential for economic cooperation between the two countries. Defense relation between India and Brunei has been expanding. The cooperation is by way of regular official-level defense exchanges, visit of naval and coast guard ships, training and joint exercises, and participation in each other's defense exhibitions or expositions. A bilateral agreement was signed in 1997 for setting up ISRO's Telemetry Tracking and Command TTC station in Brunei. This was established in 2000 and has been functioning since. The latest MOU was signed in 2018. Brunei is India's key partner in the ASEAN region and in India's vision of the Indo-Pacific. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Earlier in his departure statement, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his visit to Brunei and Singapore will further strengthen India's partnership with the two countries and the larger ASEAN region. He said both countries are important partners in India's Act East policy and the Indo-Pacific vision. In his second leg of the visit, Mr. Modi will travel to Singapore tomorrow. In his statement, Prime Minister said he is looking forward to the opportunity to meet President Tharman Shanmugaratnam, Prime Minister Lawrence Yong, Senior Minister Lee Hsien Loong and Emeritus Senior Minister Goh Chok Tong. Mr. Modi will also meet with leaders of Singapore's vibrant business community. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the time has come to take the bilateral relations between India and Singapore to the next level. In an interview with the Singaporean English Daily, ahead of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Singapore, Dr. Jaishankar said that relations between the two countries have been extremely strong over the past two decades. Meanwhile, Indian High Commissioner to Singapore, Dr. Shilpak Ambule, said India and Singapore are setting the relationship for a further boost in the new and emerging areas. He said Singapore has been India's pillar of engagement in the ASEAN countries.
We are setting the relationship up for a further boost in the new and emerging areas of advanced manufacturing technology. We have a lot to learn from Singapore in terms of skills, so they are helping us in our skilling initiative. Singapore has been a pillar of our engagement in the ASEAN countries. Singapore has helped us get into this region, into the East Asia Summit, and it gels well with our Indo-Pacific strategy.
President Draupadi Murmu has said that all education institutions should create a safe environment for girls as they are an integral part of the country's development. She made these remarks at the 21st convocation ceremony of Symbiosis University in Pune today. She also appreciated the university's efforts towards inclusive development with an emphasis on gender equality, noting that 8 of the 11 gold medalists were girls.
आज हमारे बहनें और बेटियां हर क्षेत्रों में आगे बढ़ रही हैं। नारी शक्ति का विकास देशवासियों के लिए गर्व की बात है। ये देश के विकास का एक महत्वपूर्ण मापदंड भी है। ये प्रशंसनीय है कि सिम्बायोसिस डीम यूनिवर्सिटी में जेंडर इक्विटी को भी प्राथमिकता दी जाती है, इसीलिए मैं सिम्बायोसिस यूनिवर्सिटी को बहुत बहुत सराहना करती हूँ।
Education Minister Chandrakant Patil was present on the occasion. Students from 85 countries are studying in the university who presented flags of the respective countries to the president. Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has said that the safety of citizens on roads is paramount. Addressing the second edition of Tunneling India New Delhi today, Mr. Gadkari highlighted the need for cost-effective, permanent solutions on roads against rainfall, landslides and floods. Mr. Gadkari also stated that the government is working to make India a $5 trillion economy. He also stressed on proven technology, economic viability, availability of raw materials and marketing of the finished product for success in projects. During the conference, Mr. Gadkari also unveiled FICCI's CRISIL knowledge report on advancing tunneling in India, challenges, priorities and potential solutions. More than 52 crore seedlings have been planted so far under the tree plantation campaign Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam. In a social media post, Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav said another milestone achieved in the tree plantation Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign. On the occasion of World Environment Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the campaign. Mr. Modi called upon everyone to plant a tree to pay tribute to their mothers. In Tripura, a rift in the INDIA block came to the fore today when the Congress legislators did not turn up to cast their vote for the Rajya Sabha election underway in the Legislative Assembly. BJP has filled its State Unit Chief Rajiv Bhattacharjee, while Sudhan Das is a CPIM nominee. Talking to reporters, Leader of the Opposition in the Legislative Assembly and Senior CPIM Leader Jitendra Chaudhary criticized Congress for abstaining from the vote. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Dr. Manik Shah and other ministers and legislators cast their votes. In the 60-seat Legislative Assembly, BJP has 33 MLAs, Alliance Partners Tipra Motha has 13, whereas IPFT has 1 MLA. Opposition CPIM has 10 MLAs and Congress has 3 legislators. An Indian Coast Guard helicopter made an emergency hard landing and dished into the Arabian Sea of Gujarat's Porbandar coast yesterday night with 4 crew members on board. One crew member has been recovered while search is underway to trace the remaining 3. India Coast Guard said the advanced light helicopter was launched yesterday night to evacuate an injured crew member from the motor tanker Harilila. It said 4 ships and 2 aircrafts have been deployed for rescue efforts. This is Akashvani giving you the news for quick news updates round the clock. Follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The World Bank has raised India's growth forecast for financial year 2024-25 to 7%, up from an earlier projection of 6.6%. The International Financial Institution stated that the country's economic growth will remain strong over medium term, driven by key factors such as private consumption and investment. The statement reflects similar optimistic outlook from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, which had also revised its growth projection for India's gross domestic product, GDP, for the financial year 2024-25, increasing it by 20 basis points to 7%. India has achieved 40th rank among 132 economies globally in the 2023 edition of the Global Innovation Index, GII, published by World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO. Niti Aayog said India is part of the group of countries that has climbed the GII rankings fastest over the last decade. As per the report, India has also been making most headway in innovation over the last decade. India has emerged as regional GII leader as it performed above expectation on innovation relative to the level of economic development. Vijayawada has been severely affected by unprecedented floods, especially in areas around the Krishna River. Water levels have risen to historic highs, causing widespread damage and disruption. The government of Andhra Pradesh, led by Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu, is actively working on relief and rescue operations. We have more details from a correspondent.
Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu has been on the ground personally overseeing rescue and relief activities in the most affected regions in Vijayawada. Relief measures are being implemented on a war footing. Union Minister for Civil Aviation K. Ram Mohan Naidu is in Vijayawada today to oversee the relief activities being taking place. 47 teams have been deployed, 174 motor boats and 315 active swimmers are being used to reach stranded people. Helicopters and drones are being deployed to deliver food and supplies. The government has also set up temporary shelters and is providing immediate assistance to ensure the safety and well-being of all affected families. Allu Murali, Akashavani News, Vijayawada.
Telangana Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy is visiting the flood-affected Khammam district on the second consecutive day today. He is examining the flood effect and visited the families of those who lost their kin in the rain-related incidents. It may be recalled that 16 people died in Telangana due to incessant rains that lashed several parts of the state. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat and very heavy rainfall in West Madhya Pradesh today. The weather agency has predicted heavy rainfall at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Kerala, Mahe and West Uttar Pradesh till tomorrow. Talking to Akashvani News, senior scientist and IMD, Soma Sen said red alert has been issued for Gujarat and orange alert for Andhra Pradesh.
In terms of impact-based warning, we have given red alert for Gujarat. We have given orange alert for Saurashtra Kutch and West Madhya Pradesh. And the orange alert for Andhra Pradesh, although the warning level is lower because the impact is likely to be more. Simultaneously, there is yellow alert for most parts of West Central and East India today.
On the sixth day of the 2024 Paris Paralympics, Indian para-athletes are eyeing their chances in various events, including shooting, archery and athletics. In parachuting, Mona Agarwal and Avni Lekra will participate in the final round of the women's 50-meter rifle, three positions SH1 shooting event. In the para-archery, archer Pooja will feature in the women's recurve event. In para-athletics, Bhagyashree will participate in the final round of women's shot put F34. India is at 15th spot in the medals tally with 15 medals including 3 golds. In Paralympics 2024, the Indian duo of Sheetal Devi and Rakesh Kumar registered a remarkable victory in bronze medal match against Italy's Eleonora Sarti and Matteo Bonacina in the mixed team compound archery event. Asian Paragames gold medalist and Arjuna awardee archer, Sheetal Devi is one of India's topmost inspiring sportspersons. The 17-year archer from Jammu district was born with phocomyelieu, a rare congenital disorder. We have a special report on this.
Sheetal Devi is world's first and only active female archer to compete without arms. Currently, Sheetal Devi is ranked first in the world in the compound open women's category. Para archer Sheetal Devi also received the prestigious Arjuna Award 2023 from the President Draupadi Murmu. In 2023, she won a silver at the Para Archery World Championship, which helped her get the ticket for the Paris Paralympics Games. Hailing her achievements, Prime Minister Modi had wished her success before the Paralympic Games.
Sheetal aap bhartiya dal ki sabse kam umr ki athlete hai aur ye aapka pehla paralympics hoga. मन में आप बता सकती हो क्या चल रहा है?
बहुत ही खुशी है कि इतनी छोटी उम्र में इतनी छोटे समय में मैं पैरालंपिक में खेलूंगी. सबका बहुत अच्छा स्पोर्ट रहा तब जाके मैं सर यहाँ पे पहुंची.
बॉर्न इन अ स्मॉल विलेज टू अ फार्मिंग फैमिली, देवी हैड नॉट सीन अ बो एंड एरो टिल शी वाज 15. Within just 4 months of starting out her training, she began to use a proper bow and hit targets at a 50-meter distance. Sheetal Devi has made heads turn with her exemplary skill and performance in the Paris Paralympics 2024. With the report of Mayur Jain, Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In US Open, ace Indian tennis player Rohan Bopanna and his Indonesian partner Aldila Sujiadi entered the semifinals of the mixed doubles. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarks on a 3-day visit to Brunei and Singapore, says both countries are important partners in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision. President Draupadi Murmu calls upon educational institutions to create a safe environment for girls. World Bank raises India's GDP growth forecast to 7% for current financial year. Indian athletes to eye medals in various events including shooting and athletics on the sixth day of the Paralympics 2024. And with that we end the midday news.